this is James Gilman with BBS Radio, and we've got another great show. There's a lot of things on the plate here, so I wanted to get through those before we start the show. And this is a live show, so we want to bring in callers, and if people want to call in and talk about, you know, some of your experiences, how you're feeling with the shift, some of the things that you've seen, you know, during these experiences in the UFO contact, sightings, paranormal events, whatever you want to talk about. This is your show, and this is the show we designated for the call-ins. We've got some major events coming up. I want to tell people to make sure and check out the Spirit and Science Gathering at the at East Eddy, the yearly one we have every year. We've got an amazing lineup. We've got Glenn Smith, and he's going to talk about the Langenberg Research Technologies, which are just amazing that they're coming out with now. And both their energy and healing technologies. We've got Janet's going to cover a lot of nature spirits. John Kelly, who's been a researcher that spent a lot of time here at the ranch, has incredible footage, you know, of UFOs. And he's been out in the field, you know, in the wee hours of the night filming the ongoing UFO activity up here. And he's going to talk about reverse speech and some of the other things that he's come across in his research. We've got Barbara Lamb, and she's very well known in the UFO community, and she's going to talk about, you know, hybrids and a lot of other things concerning the nature of ET and contact. And myself, I'm on the venue too, and I'm putting together a whole new presentation, which is going to get really interesting. And we've got Sonia Barrett, and she's a real firecracker. I mean, she really has an intense presentation, and it's all about empowering people and waking up and smelling the coffee. So she's going to be great. We've got a mystery guest spot, and we're holding that open. We've got two or three people that are kind of jockeying for position right now that we're waiting to hear back from them. So we're not sure who we're going to bring in. And we've got, oh boy, I don't know if I can say this. Hello, Nathan Munai, Munali or whatever. I can't even say his name. But anyway, he's going to talk about, he does a lot of group yoga and you know, workshops and things of that nature. So, but anyway, it's going to be a great event, and the energy is kicking up for it. So we've got about, they told us that we've got about 3 weeks of intense energy building up on the whole planet. And they also build the energy up for these conferences. So when people get here, they can all get supercharged and actually have your own spirit, you know, your own experience. If you want to check out the, you know, the nature spirits that are running around on the property, the ascended masters, and have your own experience, and people are having amazing healings that come here and breakthroughs. The veils are very thin here. If you want to see the shifts and hang out with the higher dimensional beings, our Star Nation friends, they're here as well. And believe me, we've got some major sightings here just recently. I mean, it's almost every night's been busy, but last night was just unbelievable. They put on quite a show. I wish I had my camera, but we were too busy observing, you know, but it's ongoing. So don't worry. They won't be, you know, they won't be going away anytime real soon, but I noticed they're getting much, much closer. And it seems like we're getting very close, you know, to be able to walk alongside these wonderful beings. I want to talk a little bit about some of the past things, events that have happened here. We've got some of the people that have come here to the ranch. I wanted to talk about that because it's been an ongoing thing, and I keep getting questions. You know, how come you're not on coast to coast? How come people aren't, you know, inviting you to the major conferences and things like that? And actually, finally, this last year, they did invite me to the major international UFO conference, but it was at the very same time that I was in Mexico and Hawaii doing other work, so there's no way I could go to it. But anyway, it was nice finally getting an invite, you know, after, what, 20 years or so. But it's kind of funny, interesting how these things have been, all this information, this ongoing footage and everything is being just totally ignored by much of the talk show hosts and a lot of the UFO community. But I want to talk a little bit. I've got a list here, and I just made this up off the top of my head. So there's a lot of people I've probably forgotten. But these are some of the people that have come here. We have Robbie Williams come here. He's a UK pop star. He's like the Beatles. Danny Dyer, actually above top secret, brought him out. He saw all kinds of shifts while I was here. Danny Dyer came out and did a special for BBC, and he said he traveled all over the world trying to see the UFOs and have his own contact or sighting. And when he came to the ranch, he said, "I'm on UFO overload." He saw so many ships, he didn't know what to do with them. But we had Laura Eisenhower and Dr. Dream were here, Neil Kramer, Wendell Stevens, Robert Dean, Dolores Cannon, Mary Rodwell, Lisa Renee, Renato Langato, Santiago Uriega, John Kelly, Tasha, Victoria Lilinquist, Nick Bajic, Jason Martel. We've got Chief Golden Light Eagle, Red Owl, you know, Grandmother River, Alfred Weber with Exopolitics, Michael Sala with Exopolitics, and Angelica Wycliffe. They've all been out to experience the ships and are fully aware of the ongoing activity here. And Robert Sala, who was at Malmstrom when the UFOs came and shut down the nukes and threw the lids off the containers there, you know, he was here. And he had amazing sight. He got to see a beautiful green ship flying all around the mountain. Gary Evans, Michael Tellinger spent a lot of time here watching the ships. William Henry was here when a huge ship flew right over the conference building after an intention experiment. There's a Paranormal State special, a History Discovery Channel special. Gaiam TV has been airing it. You know, Danny Dyer's special Contact Has Begun is airing all over. It's on Netflix, and you know, I'm people see me all the time saying, "Hey, I saw you on Gaiam TV, or I saw you on Netflix," and that's mainly due to that movie and some other specials that I was in. So over the past 26 years, there's been probably hundreds of thousands of people that have come to the ranch. And some of these people are triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed engineers, Skunk Works people, air traffic controllers, base commanders, Air Force base commanders, you know, pilots. People from all walks of life have come here and have seen the ships and have actually gone on record and testified, even with Art Bell on Coast to Coast. So anyway, the history's here, the boxes of UFO footage that we've taken, film is here. The evidence is overwhelming, the eyewitnesses to go along with it, you know, so, you know, we aren't doing CGIs or anything else, it's raw footage, you know, it's exactly how it was filmed. So anyway, you know, with all of that evidence, I keep hearing these people say, when are we going to have contact, you know? When are the UFOs going to come? You know, and they put it off into the future. They put it off. And, you know, these ships are coming in exactly when and where we say they're going to come in. The cameras are rolling, you know, because of the telepathic contact. So this has been done redundantly, you know, but there's still those people out there. So just a little heads up, you know, there's some crazy stuff going on. And I have to keep asking myself is why, you know, certain people are totally avoiding, you know, what's happening here at the ranch. And you know, they all have their own reasons, but contact has begun. It's been going on for 26 years, and not just with myself, with many other people. And I noticed that the people that are really having contact, that have a wonderful message for humanity, that want to tell people we need to get our act together and clean up our consciousness and our planet, you know, these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. You know, the people with those messages are being pushed aside. And the ones with the fearful message, you know, they're here to eat you, turn you into human pilaf. They're here to destroy the planet. You know, we're doing a damn good job of that ourselves, you know, without these guys. And, but, you know, there are some regenerative out there that are, you know, working with the Illuminati and things like that that have been wreaking havoc. But that's coming to a close, which is what we're going to be talking about. And so anyway, you know, it's a long story, but, you know, I think it's time to hold people's feet to the fire who are continuing to perpetuate the myth, you know, that we don't have anti-gravity, that we don't have counter-gravity, that we don't have fuel-less energy technology, and we don't have, you know, healing technology to take care of almost every disease, you know, and those, they keep perpetuating the myth of, you know, holding the contact far away or in the distance, or, you know, Billy Bob sitting on a fence feeding his pig saw a ship, you know, 30 miles away. I mean, that's getting really old. Why are we not covering, you know, what's really going on? You know, it's happening now. It's not happening in the future. It's not happening. It has happened in the past. It's ongoing. But, you know, why are we holding it back in the past, limiting it to Roswell, and why are we saying sometime in the future we're going to have these contacts when, you know, the people that have risen the occasion are already having contacts, and they're people in all walks of life. So I think it's time to, you know, get our heads out of the past, you know, and quit worrying about the future and get back into the now and cover what's happening now. Which would be amazing. And but unfortunately, we have, you know, people in seemingly high places that have the podium, that, you know, they have the airtime, and they keep perpetuating these myths. I find it amazing. Some of the people I hear, like Robert Zimmerman and Seth Shustak and people like that, saying, oh, if there were UFOs there, we'd know about it. And if there was anti-gravity and counter-gravity, we'd know about it. We're sending a rocket to Mars in 2025 or something like that. And, you know, we've been going back and forth to Mars since 1960. And there's very well documented evidence of that. Yeah, we had anti-gravity back as far as then. So anyway, it takes little or nothing to do that. And all this other stuff is window dressing. These rockets and these firecrackers we're sending people up, you know, in space on and things like that, they're totally unnecessary. They've been unnecessary for a long time. Gary McKinnon's, a lot of other people have blown the whistle that we do have a space fleet. We do have, you know, these extreme technologies. But, you know, where are they? You know, how come we're not hearing from these guys, you know, that are really blowing the whistle on? We keep hearing these guys regurgitating this same program, you know, that, yeah, Roswell was real. You know, of course it was real, you know, and then they keep regurgitating this program of, you know, we have a new rocket we're going to be sending up in space, and we're going to go to Mars in 2025 or whatever, you know. You just keep hearing these same guys over and over again. And one thing which is amazing with the International UFO Reporting Center, we've had ongoing contact and ships flying here constantly, and it's never covered. And a matter of fact, a lot of the information has been changed, skewed. You know, they sent engineers up here to debunk us, and they had amazing sightings, and huge ships appeared to them. They wrote up the reports, and the reports were set aside, which I think is amazing. And then, email was sent out that these engineers proved that there's nothing more than meteors and satellites flying over Trout Lake, Washington, which is ridiculous, you know. And I'll bring a couple guests on here to talk about what happened last night, and we can totally take care of that. But, you know, with the tens of thousands, you're probably hundreds of thousands of witnesses that have seen the ships here, I think they're all laughing. You know, nobody's being fooled, especially these people that have been to the ranch, you know, that didn't do the armchair investigation and just make statements from afar. Another thing with the International UFO Reporting Center is that with all that nonsense going on, they've actually moved experiences like elk abductions and things like that that have happened on Mount Adams. And Mount Adams has a long history. Dr. Jalen Hynek did research here. David Akers, Greg Long written books about it. And the fire tower spotters, the rangers, the tribal police, the regular police, all have gone record on the ongoing UFO activity. And actually, Kenneth Arnold lost sight of the ships when they landed on the western slopes of Mount Adams. You know, so for Peter over there at International UFO Reporting Center to say there's no history of activity on the mountain and we're seeing nothing but meteors and satellites, to me, is an undeniable cover-up of what's happening here. And I noticed that he gets major airtime on Coast to Coast and other shows, and they don't even look into his background, which is a Russian translator for NSA. Gee, go figure. So anyway, that's the name of the game, folks. If you really want to know what's going on, you're going to have to do your own research. Come up to the ranch, you know, check out the ships for yourself, bring your cameras, bring some good night vision equipment, and you're going to see some amazing things, because the truth is definitely being censored and being withheld. I don't want to keep going with this. I wanted to talk about some other things going on, some really cool events that we do have coming up here. We do have an ambassador training program August 29th through the 31st. We have another one October 17th through the 19th. So if you really want to know who's who, experience these beings firsthand, especially these higher dimensional beings, and really understand the nature of the universe and what's really happening, I would strongly suggest coming to these gatherings. They're amazing. People have amazing experiences during these gatherings. So that's August 29th through the 30th, 31st, I guess, and October 17th and 19th. So if you go to eSETI reservations, they can fill you in and give you the information on that, you know, on those and any other events that are happening. So we do have the big conference coming up, the 26th of this month, you know, and that's going to be amazing. It's a 4-day conference, and we have several other events that are on the books that are coming up. So we've got Michael Tellinger coming up, and some Gary Evans, and quite a few other speakers that are coming up, and it's just going to be amazing. So anyway, be sure to check out if you want to find out more, go to esetireservations@gmail.com. A lot of these aren't posted on the website for various reasons. It is a private ranch, and people come here through invitation. And a lot of that is a very long story, but it's things we had to do because of some of the legal problems we were having here. But hopefully those are settled. We haven't heard anything back, and looks like we're good to go. So without any further ado, I want to bring on some people, because last night we had an amazing experience last night out in the field. And we've got Laura and Duncan that were out in the field with me that last night, and she's been here before and had some amazing experiences. So hopefully we can bring them on the air and hook them up to our field line. So anyway, we'll see if Laura or Duncan are with us. Hello.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks.
Looks like we've got both of you on the line. You must be on the speakerphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Hey, maybe we can start with Laura. Laura, I'd love to hear you talk about your experience. But before we talk about the UFO experience, maybe you could talk a little bit about how the Moonakey workshop is going. And maybe I know you have some other workshops, but I know a lot of people are coming out smiling and having amazing experiences, and that workshop's going on as we speak.
Yeah, it's really good. On Friday, we did emotional clearing workshop, and that's a really good, fast, easy tool for people to use. Anytime they get into an emotional state, they can clear that out right away. And I always believe in the Hawaiian way. That's the way that I learned how to do things, was to clean the body out first of all the excess as much as you possibly can, and then initiate. So today we spent the day initiating and learning out in the Kazekiel house, and then we went out and Jana built a fire for us. So it was really nice to have that fire instead of using the candle. And, you know, the first was the healers, right? And it was amazing because it's just making the people so that they're initiating them so that, you know, everything that they touch, they send that healing energy to that. And the bands of power were this afternoon, and what that does is that any kind of negative energy that's coming towards you, whether it's a thought or somebody's sending a heavier energy to you, what it does is it breaks those bands of power, break it up into one of the five elements, and then uses it for energy for yourself. So it's
nice. I mean, I could use that here because of all the
for sure,
satellites and black helicopters and everything else going on.
Yeah. Well, you should have come to class.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I got a really good class, and I've got a couple of my friends from Singapore and Hong Kong, and another friend of mine from Vancouver down here, and just met lots of really, really nice people that came and joined. Some of them last moment, as the beings that work with the Moonakey, they reached out and pulled those people in, so it's really, really good. Happy to be here.
Hey, so you have another one. You have another workshop coming up, don't you, real soon?
Yeah, I actually have a festival coming up next week up in Vancouver. It's a healing music and art festival, and we have the first guy is Kirtan music, and then a hang drum, and then a djembe class with a friend of mine. He's studied in Africa, and the last music of the day is Waika Waters, and he plays acoustic guitar, and he's just amazing with it. And that's on the Saturday night, June 14th. And outside, we've got all sorts of different healers out there, different people selling their stuff that they make or whatever it is that they're doing. We've got lots of good food and good things going on Saturday. And then Sunday, I have Navarro Franco, and she's going to be doing a women's board class probably around 1 o'clock. And then her band, uh-huh. Zambai Trio, will be doing, they'll be playing their African music. And then after that, it's a healing rhythm and clap dance. So it's the African nice. Way of doing healing work. And
how do people find out about that?
They can go to my website on www.morningstartransformations.com. And on Sunday, it's Father's Day, so people are like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. But I got somebody coming that has turned the heads of a number of people, and I always wanted to have a labyrinth at my place, and my friend hooked me up. He's one of my students, Ken Salmon, and he hooked me up with Octa, because Octa is going around to the, he's probably going to be up at this weekend. I think he's in the Lillooet Indigenous Gathering. So he's been down in Wreck Beach and over in Vancouver area. And he's going around BC doing talks and creating these labyrinths. And the labyrinths are for peace. So it was kind of cute. I did a vision board on the new moon. And in the middle of my vision board, right under Kuan Yin, was I put a labyrinth in there with a lotus flower right in the center of it. And so it's so appropriate. 4 days later, I have Octa at my place building the labyrinth.
Yeah.
So
nice. I like how the universe works, the synchronicities there.
Yeah, it was meant to be, that's for sure. So yeah. I was always looking forward to meeting that guy, and I knew someday I would, but I never thought it would actually be on my property.
Yeah, maybe we should send him out here.
We
can build one out here.
Perfect.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the experience that you had while we're all out in the field, because, you know, I haven't since I got back from Hawaii, I haven't really talked too much about the ongoing activity here and what's happening on the ranch. And people are asking me about, hey, are the ships still flying? So, you know, being out there with me, and, you know, it'd be great to hear it from somebody else, is, you know, what's going on here at the ranch.
Yeah, well, last time when I was here in August, there was a lot of stuff going on with the green lights flashing in the mountain, and one just showing up in the valley floor and lighting the whole valley floor up. And, you know, the power-ups that were happening, and because I watched them with your video that you did that talk on that Saturday, and then they actually did it out in the field was really amazing. So to be out there and actually seeing it again, that's what wanting to teach here, and then bringing me back and being able to see them out there again last night was really good. And I never got to use the night vision goggles last time. So that's a big thing.
Well, maybe you could describe what you saw out there.
Well, I saw all sorts of different, you had the laser beam, so there was quite a number of times when you flashed the laser beam, and they would flash back, or they would do something that recognized that, yes, they are indeed recognizing you, that you're down here. And right near the end, before we went in, there was a huge power-up that this one came right almost in front of us, and just what was really, really small all of a sudden turned into something very large.
Yeah.
And then
I almost felt like they were going to land or something.
I thought it was so funny when we were like, come on down, we want a ride. And then they just went really small again and disappeared, so no ride for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was so much fun out in the sky last night. Like, they were just everywhere. When I was here last August, I saw 33 in about 2 hours, and last night was way more than that. They were just all over, and being able to watch them with night vision goggles made a huge difference.
You ever wonder why? I'm just curious to get an outside opinion, but I think it's amazing that this is so censored in the UFO community. I mean, even the mainstream is actually giving it more press than, you know, some of the talk show hosts and the major, people that have the major shows, you know. So, I'm just wondering. I'm curious about your take on why do you think this ongoing activity is being so censored when it's never stopped? It's still happening.
Yeah. Well, all I got to say about that is, who's financing those shows?
Yeah.
you know, that pretty much tells you the where the real information is coming out and some of the stuff on the internet. Internet has got a lot of disinformation, but, you know, always look, you know, who's financing something, always follow the money, right? And why does the money behind those shows want to keep that quiet? You know, and I heard a lot of things of why they don't want people to know that there's actually UFOs out there. Not just because they're trying to hush it up because, you know, they want people to think they're the only ones in the universe. But how are they going to explain the fact that this technology, that these UFOs or star beings have had all this time, and the government's known about it, and yet they're not sharing it with the people? How are they going to explain it?
Especially the healing technology.
Yeah, you know, and they're keeping it from us. And, you know, the people really need to stand up and wake up and realize that, you know, they're being kept down in a big way when all these star nations out there, they want to help us. There's nobody around that's going to eat us or do stuff to us anymore. You know, it's the ones that are around right now are benevolent and only want to do good for this planet. That's what I believe. And so people need to stop being afraid of them and just, you know, acknowledge them and want them to come down.
I agree. Yeah, it's we have to rise to the occasion if we are going to be hanging out with these extremely advanced beings. We have to at least do our part, you know, and start rising to the occasion so we can hang out with them and not make them ill, you know, with our nonsense.
Yeah, I think a big part of that, too, is, you know, it goes back to racism that's around, you know, all these people fighting over different races and colors and everything. And if you start looking at what the ETs are, what are they? You know, they come in all sorts of colors and sizes and, you know, are people going to be afraid of them? Well, you know, the big thing is to stop being so racist, and everybody is just a human being. You know, it doesn't matter what they look like, the size of them, the color of their skin, and people really need to wake up and move into unity consciousness and back into community. And if you look at all of the money one more time, it's usually the money that is putting all these stuff out there to keep the people separated and keep the people in fear. So...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a huge budget. There's a huge Hollywood budget to keep pumping out, you know, the fear and suspense movies, and they're here to eat you and kill you and destroy the planet. And I always tell people, I go, well, we have really nowhere to go but up, considering what we're doing to the planet. You know, I don't think there's anything to fear.
Yeah, like they think that the Star Nations is what they're going to come and do. They live in fear, yet what if they just looked at what's going on the planet right now? You know, what are we doing? You know, we're out there killing each other, so we should be afraid of a Star Nation that's flying around us all the time. And yet, here we are going and invading other countries because this person said this or did this. And did they really do that? And instead, we don't really know, so we go over and bomb them and, you know, kill their families. And then we wonder why they, what do they call them, insurgents or something like that?
Yeah.
People standing up because they don't want people in there bombing their countries anymore, so...
You mean freedom fighters, you know, from a different nation?
Get out of our country.
Well, it's kind of interesting, too. I mean, you look at, not to throw a negative, but, you know, look at Gulf oil spill, which is still spilling. You know, they still haven't shut that thing down. And they're still drilling. And then Fukushima, and they're shutting down all these nukes, and now they're building new ones. They're putting orders out to build new nukes. And then you look at, just the chemtrails and the aspartame and the fluoride and all the stuff going on, you go, who's in charge here? And how can we do anything but go up? You know, we can't really go any further down as far as the leadership and what they're doing to humanity, the Earth. And I think there's the only place we have to go is up right now.
Yeah, that's it for sure. You know, what's happening right now on the Earth isn't working, so... You know, people need to let go and just, you know, accept something else, that maybe these ETs have something benevolent to give us rather than what they're being perceived as by, you know, the people with the money.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's just unbelievable. You know, I when you see the big picture, you just go, this is pure insanity. But what's sad is the people are participating in it.
Yeah, they're participating in it by denial. And I love this new saying, denial is not a river in Egypt. It's not a new saying, but I just heard it, and I think it's awesome. And if people would just stop denying that, you know, UFOs exist and, you know, that they're here to help us, that, you know, our society could grow really quickly in a really beneficial way for absolutely everybody. And yet by living in denial, we're the ones that are keeping, not me personally, because I'm not in denial, but the people that are in denial are keeping all of this away, even though they want a better way to live. They want to see the earth, you know, in a better way. And yet they're denying that to themselves because they want to listen to these people that are in charge of all of this media and corporations and the pharmaceutical. And really, what are they doing? Like you said, chemtrails, poisoning the food, poisoning the water, poisoning the air, poisoning the medical system.
Yeah, it's ongoing. I mean, anybody with any common sense whatsoever, any critical thinking, you know, it would step back and take a look at this and just go, you know what, this is a failed society and we need to do something different.
Yeah, I always love it when people wake up, you know, like, you know, when they start to go, what's really going on, especially the denial of 9/11, and then somebody sees something. And they start to wake up. Like, I used to talk a lot about 9/11, and I just keep that information in my pocket now. And I've planted enough seeds in people, and this one in particular, I planted a seed in there. And the guy basically was a wealthy guy, he's one of my tattoo customers, and he basically told me that I was crazy because I showed him a clip of the Pentagon being torpedoed when really it was supposed to be a plane. And yet, 2 years later, the guy was talking about 9/11 like it was a conspiracy theory, but he didn't say nothing to me because he knows that I was right in the first place. But I didn't really care, just the fact that he woke up and he's talking to other people about it, that made me feel really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. I noticed that. I've seen people that you would have never thought were going to figure it out and wake up, are waking up rapidly right now. And people in the mainstream are starting to figure things out. And they're realizing that, you know, we don't have the luxury of continuing in denial and ignoring what's happening all around us and what's happening to the planet, because, you know, denial in the future is going to be deadly, you know, especially with all the vaccines and the other agendas they got going on.
I don't know how people can still stick needles into their kids. You know, after all the information that's out there, and that again is denial, and you know, it's about fear mongering. You know, what are you going to do if your kid does come down with this? You need to be a responsible mom and poke a needle full of who knows what into your kid's system. You know, my daughter's almost 15, and at 2.5, that was the end of the vaccines. When I woke up and I went, you know what, this is not a good thing. And you know what, I got a happy, healthy daughter.
Well, I've noticed that a lot of the people, a lot of the moms that didn't get the vaccine, you know, and they're saying, you know, the vaccines, and they're talking about all these vaccines. You got a vaccine against this. A lot of those things aren't even real anymore. They're not a threat. You know, they're not a problem. And two, people go, oh, you didn't get your kids vaccinated? Well, all of our kids are vaccinated and you're a threat. And I go, well, if they're a threat, then why'd you get your kids vaccinated if the vaccines don't work and you still think these other kids that didn't get vaccinated are a threat? And then, you know, where's your thinking there? You know, apparently you don't believe in the vaccine. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funniest thing I think about the vaccines is all that flu shots. You know, they're out there and they only have maybe so many strains and in that, and really what's it doing? I've known so many people that got that and then ended up so sick from it because it, I don't know what it is that caused them to have that or what was in that vaccine. And then when the flu did come along, it was a different strain than what they were vaccinated for in the first place, and they ended up getting sick anyways. But, you know, that's on a fear level. I never get the flu because I don't even think about the flu. You know, where's your thinking? Like, what's going on that causes flu symptoms, you know?
Why do they come? Like, my question is why? How do they know the strain and they always gear up for it if they don't create it? I mean, and I know people that are German, you know, geneticists and things like that, and they said, "Do you ever wonder why these engineered viruses show up right at the same time every year?" You know, and they said these viruses are not natural, they're engineered, and he said, think about it, you know, think about the big money, you know, the big pharma and things like that. You don't think they would spraying or starting these epidemics just so they can sell their wares, you know, and their other stuff. And it's really true. It's like most of these diseases wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for them.
Yeah. One of my favorites is the H1N1 flu. It's like, I used to think that, you know, Barbara Walters was a pretty good, you know, reporter, right, or whatever. And because I didn't watch her much. And then I seen her do one with an interview with this guy that was a pilot. And what the guy was doing, I don't know how he was getting away with it, but he was getting in his plane and he was flying down to the States somewhere or across the Mexican border or wherever it was. I don't even remember what it was. But he was getting these vaccinations for his family and his friends and then flying them back across the border. And, you know, it was like promoting fear. And I was like, how could she do this? Like, what kind of a reporter is she really, you know?
She's part of the lamestream media.
Yeah.
You know, their whole program is perpetuate the corporations, and they're owned by the corporations. So they're going to give you the corporate agenda and nothing else.
It makes me wonder if there's actually any of those big name people are actually, you know, that are reporters are any good at all, or did they start out good and then did they just turn bad, or because they were told to, like, you know, do they have
Most of them aren't reporters. They're not investigative reporters. The investigative reporters are all on the internet. You know, they just read what's on the screen. They come in. It's a job. They're a talking head. They read what's on the screen, and they go home, and that's it. And whoever runs the screen is gearing consciousness. You know, guiding consciousness, because there are so many people that are focusing on the news to find out what's going on, and. You know, they always give you a half-truth on there. They don't tell you the real truth about what's really happening with all these wars and all this other nonsense going on.
Yeah, or they're distracting you, you know, like there's something big going on somewhere else, so they're getting you, they're making, our thing in Canada is Rob Ford, you know, the mayor of Toronto, and the fact that he might just get back in, you know, our crack-smoking mayor, you know, and then the lady that's running against him, I can't remember her name, but she smoked a joint one time in school somewhere, right? And so we can't have her in, but we'll take the crack smoker back. It's like, where's the common sense in that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Well, it's like, you know, I'd like to see the thing on well, there was 12 cases of polio in India, and when the Gates Foundation got through with their vaccines, there's 45,000. So
yeah.
I would love to see that. You know, on the mainstream news, you know, this is what's really going down, you know, and you just don't see it.
Yeah,
about
that mainstream news is just like, it's actually kind of incredible. And I'll just mention this a little bit. People probably don't like it, but, you know, the whole thing that's going down with the monarchy and the Pope and the common law court.
Oh, yeah.
With Kevin Annett, and people are so, they think it's a kangaroo court, you know, and for those people, what they really need to understand is that the Crown Court that's in there, it's all criminal. And it's a criminal court, it's the criminals are running that court. So the only way to get justice in this land, whether it's here or Canada or anywhere around the globe, is to move back into the common law, that's it. And so that's what's happening.
Exactly.
Is all these common laws, court systems are popping up everywhere. And they need to. The people need, because those common law courts are for the people. And they need to take their power back. They need to understand that the court system that we have now is not for them. It's for those rich and powerful people that want to control everything.
Yeah, it's the just us system.
What's that?
You know, we don't have a justice system anymore. It's the just us.
Yeah.
System, you know, the guys with the gold, you know. The golden rule is the guys with the gold make the rules, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. Kevin was talking to me about what's going on, you know, like if you look at the monarchy system, our constitution is all written up around the monarchy. And so if the monarchy is a criminal body, how is it that they can be in head of a country? Our constitution, our banking system, our police system, our court system, our money, yeah. So
yeah, everything goes back to them, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So how can a criminal body be in charge of all that? So what he's saying is that whole system is defunct, and we don't even have a court system. We don't have a police system or any of that kind of stuff. Yet the people are just continuing to move on like we actually do. Because they don't know any difference.
Well,
nobody's coming up and saying, you know, this is really what's going on. They're just keeping it all hush-hush because nobody wants to see what's actually going on. And their comeback for that is, you know, Kevin's a fake and he's got all this kangaroo court going on. But the common law court is really the truth. And there's witnesses that these people have done this with this Ninth Circle satanic cult. There's witnesses. So how can you get away with saying that, you know, it doesn't exist? And it goes right back to denial is not a river in Egypt. And the truth is coming out. If they just embrace that, they would know that past that little bit of truth there is freedom for everybody. Because those are the systems that keep everybody under control.
Well, the witnesses, if you watch the witness testimony, and it's overwhelming, it's undeniable that that's a satanic cult. And, you know, the popes are all being put up on charges, as well as other officials, and you know it's just undeniable when you look at the multiple witnesses and the forensic evidence. I mean, they went and they dug up the bodies.
Yeah.
And so I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. Now I'm just wondering what the people are going to do about it. You know, do they want to be run? You know, do we want to turn Earth over to a satanic cult? And pretty much it's already there. Are we going to step up to the plate and say, hey, you know, this is God's kingdom and we want to live according to universal law, you know, and make our own God, spirit, creator connection, you know, and be kind to each other and the planet. So I think people are starting to figure that out and starting to rise up to the occasion.
Yeah, that'll be a beautiful day when a lot of people step up to that. But, you know, it's a start, right? It's starting to happen and people are starting to become aware.
Oh, yeah.
And when the truth starts to actually come out and people start to figure it out that, you know, their religion is based on a bunch of garbage, you know, that these people that run this Catholic and Roman Catholic churches are actually child rapers and murderers. You know, what are they going to do? What does that say for their whole religious system and their whole way of being? Because that's how they've grown up, believing that this is the way it is when that's definitely not the way that it is.
Yeah, the whole political system, you know, when we find out, you know, who they really are and what they've done, you know, it's not going to be pretty when the masses wake up. And they know that. I think that's why they want the masses to go away. That's why they have these extreme genocide programs, because when people wake up and realize who they are and what they've done, they're in big trouble. So they have to sedate them and get rid of as many as possible so they can keep a nice, controllable, you know, zombie worker robot crew going.
Yeah, people really need to wake up and understand that they have the power and that they have a lot of power just with the light that they have, but they have to see the truth and take the sheep mask off, you know, and stop being tossed around by a bunch of murdering people, you know. We have the power. There's way more of us than there is of them, and people just have to let the fear go of, you know, what the repercussion is. Sure, there might be a little bit of chaos in the middle of that waking up. However, it's going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Exactly, definitely. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I wanted to get Duncan's testimony here on what he saw out in the field. So keep up the great work, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, James. Thank you.
James.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'd love for you to give a little testimony on your experience in the field out there last night.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to expect coming down here. Of course, I'd heard the stories. You know, once looking through the night vision glasses, there's just really no denying what we were seeing. You know, all the questions come into your head, and, you know, satellites, you know, what is that? And, you know, when you say UFO, it's not always these flying discs with little gray men in them. You know, it's just an unidentified object up there. And you know, that's what I saw last night, was an unidentified flying object. And the one that we saw that took the big left turn right in front of our eyes, I mean, there was just no denying that that was not something orbiting our planet. That it made a left turn.
It was big, too.
Yeah, so my awareness was, you know, raised at that point, and then, of course, followed by a couple of those really bright flashes, you know, and especially in response to your laser, flashing at them and trying to communicate with them and them
coming
back, or at least that's how it appeared to me.
Well, how about that one that came in that right at the end? Yeah, we kind of went up to bed after that, but that massive one that came in low and just powered up. I mean, that was incredible.
It was, and I happened to have the night vision goggles on at that moment, and that was, the only brighter thing in the sky was the moon behind us, and the circle of light around that thing, it went from, just being a ball of light to being, almost the whole field of vision illuminated. There's just no denying that the reflection.
They almost white out the night vision when you're looking at them. When they power up like that, you almost get a white out going on.
Yeah. There was just no denying that something was interacting up there. And, of course, you have a lot more experience with this, just being the first time seeing that. I don't know what to say. Maybe just come here and see this for yourself and feel
the
power of this area. And like you said, it's not all the time. It's just between certain times of the evening. And they're doing something up there. And they appear out of nowhere.
They were everywhere up there. They were crisscrossing, coming in pairs and triples. And one time I saw five flying together. And they're busy. I mean, they're moving around. And it looks like they dropped in and took some time off to do a little dazzle duty and say hi to us. But they're definitely busy up there.
Yeah, I mean, I almost took it for granted for a while because there was just so many. And then, come 11 o'clock, we were down to like one or two every, few minutes or every longer or so.
Yeah. Now that's the hour, it's usually between 10:30 and 11:30. It's really busy, and then it slows down. And then at about 3, between 3 and 5, a lot of the really low stuff starts happening. They come in really low, and most people are asleep, and you see a lot more activity that's very close during the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, I mean, my first impression is, of course, they're just satellites, but all the satellites I've ever seen have been directly overhead, in an orbit. And right, these are coming just over the horizon. I saw them change speeds from going really fast to slowing right down. I mean, I'm not a satellite expert or anything, but I mean, someone out there tell me what changed up there in space. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Well, they're turning, and a lot of them are in the Earth's shadow, and they're self-illuminated, so they're definitely not satellites. They don't fit that criteria. And so I just think it's so ridiculous when these so-called UFO experts say, there's nothing more than meteors and satellites, in the area when the long history and the ongoing activity is still happening.
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned earlier, those people that have a problem, like you call them, the armchair cynics or critics or whatever, I mean, they just need to come here. Bring your own equipment and turn your head towards the sky and open your eyes and maybe open your heart as well, that these things aren't here or whatever they're doing. I mean, they're not doing anything but flying over the planet as far as what I can tell. I mean, you have more experience with that, but... they're definitely not.
Well, they're working with a lot of people. They're doing a lot of healing work and working with people in their sleep state and inspiring people. And they're working with the grid system and kind of tearing down the old Archon network and the negative grid pattern and bringing in a new one.
Right. They definitely weren't mutilating cows and. I don't know where. That's perpetuated in everywhere. Even just saying three little letters like UFO just gets so many people, they stop hearing anything else you have to say after that. And
They blank out. Their mind just blanks out. I think it's a program.
Maybe we need a new terminology for the things that aren't containing little gray men that are mutilating cows. Maybe we need something
The greater family of man, what I call them. I call them our space brothers and sisters, the greater family of man or the star nation.
Yeah.
And, you know, our ancient ancestors, they're coming back and returning, and they're not little gray men or reptilians. You know, they're like us. A lot of them are just like us, but they're coming back.
Yeah, and I think you know, there's more and more people and researchers, scientists that are willing to cross those academic lines and
exactly.
That.
Hey, I've got some calls here I got to take, so thanks a lot for coming on the air, and I'll see you out there tonight.
Okay, thanks a lot, James.
All right, take care. It looks like we've got Robert Dalton on line 3. Robert, are you with us?
I'm here. Thank you, James.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, I've been on before, and I just wanted to clarify a point that your guest made tonight about the vaccines. It was up until the 1990s, these viruses were not capable of crossing more than one species. They were capable of crossing two species at a time up till the 1990s. And then all of a sudden in the 1990s, we see these weaponized viruses that are capable of crossing four species, okay? And
yeah.
That was about the same time that we saw these U.S. military going to Alaska to dig up this H1N1 virus from the graves of people that had died in 1919. And I just wanted to clarify that point that, you know, this is really a smoking gun, that these viruses were not capable of crossing such vast, multiple species at the same time until about the 1990s when the government got interested in weaponizing these strains of viruses.
So mm-hmm.
That's my
point. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, I have my nephew worked on the genome experiment, and we were talking about it, and he says, you know, it just doesn't happen. You don't get a bird, a pig, and a human, and whatever else flew all together in one thing without genetic manipulation. And he said this is just insane for them to go out and say this is natural.
Yeah, it's not natural. Yeah. It's unprecedented until it's been weaponized. And that's what they're doing with these vaccines. You know, I strongly recommend never getting vaccinated. You have no idea what kind of genetic manipulation they're doing to people with these vaccines. I wished I had known this. I know when I was in graduate school that I had the feeling, I had that voice tell me, you know, something's not right. Don't take this vaccine. And I wished I would have listened to it, you know, better. And and unfortunately, I didn't. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you go to that, there's a site, Langenberg Water, and he makes this water. It's crystallized oxygen water. And when you put this water in with any kind of a virus or a bacteria or whatever, it pops them from a complex structure back to a crystalline form. And it's a godsend for all the stuff we've been nailed with right now. And I always tell people, if you can, you know, set aside a little bit of money and start getting this water inside of you, because it's one of the only defenses. There's other things we could be doing, you know, get a lot of chlorella and a lot of, you know, just get the algaes in you. You know, the algaes and the other things really help. And there's a lot of things to boost your immune system and get rid of the heavy metals, you know, because we are just getting bombarded by heavy metals. And take your iodine, you know, and kelp and things like that.
Right.
You know, help out. Yeah, but anyway, I've noticed there are some technologies that are surfacing that can mitigate, you know, these viruses and bacteria and get rid of the mercury they're putting in these and all the detergents and everything else that people are injecting into their systems.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think they're putting everybody on timers. You know, and a lot of these things, especially with some of the other things that are coming out right now, they can activate them with, you know, electronics, and they're just getting ready for the big agenda.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's I think a lot of it has to do with the cell phone towers and how that those frequencies excite the heavy metals in the body. You know, and I've seen instances where these cell phone towers where the bees come in there and they get confused right next to the cell towers, like they don't have anywhere else to go, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where this colony collapse disorder, maybe that's related to that, I don't know. But,
I think the pesticides are really doing a number on the bees, especially the nicotine-based ones are hammering them as well.
Right.
I was thinking, well, what about chemtrails? I mean, what would dumping, you know, tons of aluminum oxide and barium and strontium do to the bee population? I'm sure it's taken its toll on them as well.
My honest opinion on the chemtrails is it's like a red herring, that they're spraying biologicals or other things, and they want us to believe it's aluminum and barium and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're doing something more nefarious with the chemtrails than...
Well, they definitely are, because I noticed people get sick. They get right after heavy spraying, within 2 or 3 days, everybody's coming down with strange upper respiratory problems, asthma, joint and muscle pain, and gastrointestinal problems, everything.
One of the things I saw, it was something to do with the United States, and one of their programs had weaponized Lyme disease, and and that was some decades ago, and now we see a lot of very mysterious illnesses, these basket case diseases. You know, you have a whole group of them, like fibromyalgia, MS, chronic fatigue, all that kind of stuff. And people need to look into the healing oils. You know, you've got things like oregano oil. Oregano oil is more potent than vancomycin. Vancomycin is one of the most is a drug of last resort, okay?
Hey, Robert, we're out of time. I've got to sign off here.
All right.
Hello, Robert.
Good
there?
Talking to you, Jane. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got to sign off. Thanks for calling in. I'm out of time, unfortunately, so we'll have to call back in and we can cover more of this.
Have a great day.
All right, so... Yeah, so we're off the air, folks. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to the show, and keep your heads up and your ears to the ground. There's things happening in the sky and on the ground and everywhere around you, so pay attention and get out of denial, and it's time to rise up and...
Hi.